I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible.
Oh my mama made it,
rainy days, jump shot fade away. This the best Celtics podcast day to day. I get excited about it like when Tatum play, a Jalen on the breakaway, a Kyrie when he make a trade. And nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth that after you play it, you gotta repeat. So in depth they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth you probably should pay him, but it's a freebie. Yeah, Corrales, Packard, and J. King. Locked on, trying to get the 18th ring. And well wishes go to Gordon. Listen, after every game is very important, Millie.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics Podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for making this part of your daily routine, even on a day like this, where we're looking at the Celtics. That's a real score, 108-85, losing to the Chicago goddamn Bulls by 23 points.
Yeah, that wasn't great. Wasn't great.
But what is great, my post-game partner is Jay King tonight. No offense, Jam Packer, but this is like a treat that we have Jay King on the post-game. We're the Reign of Jays, John Corrales, Jay King, here to put in a little bit more effort than the Celtics did against the Bulls, but not much.
Not much more. Yeah, we will also metaphorically leave Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotic wide open all podcast long.
Oh my God. Nothing pisses me off quite like Bobby Portis going off on the Celtics. I think because in the middle of Bobby Portis going off in the Celtics, he starts acting like he's good, and it bothers me. It bothers me when they give Bobby Portis that kind of confidence.
Hey, but when you get buckets, sometimes you got to let people know you get buckets. So I'm all aboard that. As I get older in men's league and worse in men's league, I now talk more shit because my good stretches are fewer and farther between. So when they come, I got to let people know that they came. So
do you say things like, I can't believe you're letting me go off on you now?
No, I pretend like I'm...
You pretend like you've always been good?
Yeah, I pretend like I'm fantastic and they have no chance of guarding me. So I kind of pretend like I'm Bobby Portis.
Yeah, yeah. You start like getting mad at teammates. It's like, give me the ball.
Yeah. I will say there's great humor in the fact that the Celtics were pummeled by two teammates who fought each other earlier in the season. I enjoyed that thought. Like the two guys who abused them literally brawled with each other a couple of months ago and didn't talk to each other. I don't know if they're talking to each other now, but for a long time that like they didn't talk to each other. They refused to talk to each other. So
Mirotić got his face caved in, and Portis missed like six games. He was suspended six games because of it. And then they turn and focus their rage on the Boston Celtics tonight. Because they combined for, what, 47 points on 19 of 29 shooting. Jesus Christ. Portis, 6 of 10 from 3 combined.
Portis with his career high, 23 points. It was not the Celtics' best defensive night.
No. And you know what? After the first quarter, I thought, all right, you know, the Celtics let the Bulls kind of hang around. But they were up one. They were up 29-28. And then that second quarter was such an abomination. I mean, that second quarter was so brutally bad. And second quarters have been a big problem. And I guess tonight, without Marcus Morris, and especially without Kyrie Irving, and Al Horford played, but I wonder if he was limited. So many of his shots were front-rimming. He just didn't seem like he had that thing that he normally has. I guess the whole Celtics team didn't have that thing that they normally have tonight, but it just, that second quarter, they felt especially off. You know, Tatum didn't do anything after the first quarter. Jaylen Brown had the issue with his glasses. He can't play with the glasses on, which is a shame because I love the way he looks with those glasses on. And the second quarter was just kind of reduced to missing a ton of shots and watching Portis go nuts for 12 points in the second quarter. I mean, he just, once he got hot, they didn't rotate. They left him wide open, and that got him going. That basically lit a fuse that they couldn't stop the rest of the night.
Jalen's goggles situation was another thing I appreciated for the humor in it. Like when when you need prescription goggles, and you're wearing prescription goggles so that you can actually see, and you decide to just take them off, and you would rather go blind. I was trying to find humor in the game. That it was such an ugly, hideous game that, you know, you got to find things to appreciate within that. And so Jalen's fight with his goggles was another one of those things. So shout out to him for deciding he would rather play blind than with the Kareem Abduls.
He must have like the same nearsighted thing that I do, which you can play without glasses and be okay. But, you know, if you throw your contacts in, you can see the rim better. And,
in 3D.
In 3D, yeah. Yes. Well, I don't know why. I don't know why he can't. Maybe he needs the real Kareem rec specs, because he's got that dark rim around, and I wonder if that just hampers his peripheral vision. Kind of like the same thing that when Kyrie got the bigger eye holes in his mask, he started playing better. I don't know. Something.
Jalen's got to come back with the bigger eye holes in his goggles.
Yeah.
And then
that's it.
Then he'll be a killer.
I think the bottom line here, and where I see this entire show going, is this loss was such an abomination that there is really no redeeming quality in analyzing any of it.
Yeah. Why would we ever try to analyze it? When Jason Tatum goes 1-for-7, there's not even, it's not even worth analysis. Probably the only thing worth analyzing is whether Kyrie Irving's absence actually made that much of a difference.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think in that second quarter, they probably would have started him in the second quarter, and they wouldn't have scored 13 points in the second quarter. Even if Portis continues to go off, that's not a 15-point differential. And I think the game stays close enough where the Celtics could make a move in the third quarter. They only lost the third quarter by one, and the fourth quarter is a wash because the end was garbage time. But that second quarter is where the game was lost. So I would assume that Kyrie would have been a much better option in the second quarter than, I mean, look, they put Larkin in for 17 minutes. I mean, not 17 minutes in the second quarter, but they had Larkin in for 6.5 minutes. Give those 6.5 minutes to Kyrie Irving, and I think you've got a different ball game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I suspect that might be the case. I think the biggest thing is Kyrie just he draws so much attention, he makes everybody else's job easier. Like Tatum, I think he went 0-for-3 from deep in the first half, and a couple of those were just tough tries. One of them was off the dribble. I think it was his first try all season with more than one dribble. And then another was like he caught it and had to kind of have a quick catch and shoot because there was a defender right with him. It's just you can guard Tatum and Horford differently when Irving's not on the court. And I mean, there were so many other things that went wrong. Kyrie by himself wouldn't have made all the difference. But I also think in that first quarter, like the Celtics were defending well in that first quarter. And some things didn't go right. And, you know, they couldn't score for a while. And it just seemed like that stretch kind of sapped their spirit. It was their third road game in 4 nights. No Kyrie, no Marcus Morris. I currently have the Patriots on silent in the background, and Harmon is just lighting into his teammates, and it's very compelling stuff. the Celtics could have used Harmon, man. They needed Harmon to go buck wild on him tonight to get a little life. There was no spark, like just nothing. They couldn't get anything going. And then in the third quarter, I thought they defended all right at the beginning, and like Robin Lopez was throwing in some hook shots, and Nwaba hit, like he drove by Tatum, got like an inch on Tatum and threw a floater over the top of Horford's contest. And it was, they didn't play bad defense in that stretch, but they just couldn't get stops. And it was just one of those nights where when things went wrong, they just didn't have it to keep kind of fighting. And that's the first time we've seen it out of him. First time.
Yeah. This is absolutely the worst game of the season for the Celtics. And look, it came at the end of a road trip and a back-to-back. They're going home. You can write it off as a schedule loss, which the Celtics probably should have had more schedule losses this season. it's all right, fine. You know, again, no Kyrie, no Morris, guys playing like shit. Marcus Smart. I don't know what the hell is wrong with Marcus Smart, although he got hot.
He was hot.
He was hot at the beginning. He was hot at the beginning.
He threw some bad passes, though, didn't he?
He was. I felt like every entry pass that he tried to make into Al Horford got tipped.
That was he was making the type of passes that your coach like stops practice. Yep. And screams at
horrible
you. He's like,
angle,
that's not the angle.
Yeah. Horrible, horrible. You know, he's down in the books for 4 turnovers, but how many more deflections? I don't know. Marcus Smart just had a bad. It's amazing. Marcus Smart shot 3 of 6 from 3, and I think this is one of his worst games of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. And everyone was bad. It's not just on him, but
no,
he did throw some lazy ass passes. That was a really pathetic performance the Celtics had, man. That was bad.
That's bad. Hey, you mentioned the Patriots. Why don't I take this opportunity to promote our good friends over on the NFL side of the network, the Locked On Patriots podcast, who I assume tonight, unless Tom Brady pulls off his magic, at this point as we record the show, the Patriots are down 27-10. So something got in the water in Boston sports, and both the Locked On Celtics and the Locked On Patriots podcast going to have really crappy sports to talk about tonight. So that's not really much of a promo, but you should go listen to them, because if you're wondering what the hell happened to the Patriots tonight, they're going to have the whole full breakdown of what's going on. But, you know, with Tom Brady, you never know when these guys could come back and win. But go search for Locked On Patriots. Wherever you found us, they are there as well. Check them out. You know, you're not used to doing the post-game show, and Sam has insisted that you do a junk drawer. And
this is true. This is true. He's out there taking pictures with adoring fans in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's shout out to Tania Sundra, who met Brad Stevens, Marcus Smart, and Sam Packard. And she put a collage picture. This is so awesome that she put a collage picture. She's like, Brad Stevens, Marcus Smart, and now Sam Packard, best day ever. I'm like, one of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, one of them is the GOAT podcaster.
But she made the one with Marcus Smart her profile picture. But
that's messed up.
That's pretty fun.
No, that's a low blow to Jam. That's a low blow to Jam. He should be the profile picture.
But she gave Jam the biggest picture in the collage.
Yeah, that was a real close up of his face. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared for that.
There's a certain distance from which you should be viewing Sam Packard, and that's not the distance.
Do we have any Reign of Junk? I kind of want to take over Reign of Junk.
You really?
But we've got nothing, though.
We don't really have. I think everybody is taking the same night off tonight. I don't know what the hell's going on, but yeah, there's a couple of Reign of Jays hashtags. One from Robert Denton. Are we getting close to the number? A record number of epic missed dunks. Terry Rozier's missed dunk was, he got all of his money's worth on that one.
Yeah. And that was one, like, honestly, what were they down? 12 or 14 at the time?
That was like the end of the half.
It was the end of the third quarter.
It was
kind of like one of those moments where it could have given them that boost they needed, but there was no boost. There was never going to be any boost tonight.
No.
It was not in the cards.
Still not as bad as the Jason Tatum getting hung on the rim last night
against Andre Drummond. Yeah. Yeah. We won't talk about that. We'll just overlook that one.
Okay. Another question. Next, at 21 Bully Breed 88. When Tito's the primary ball handler, do you guys think he takes too long getting the offense into offensive sets?
Yeah. I think that's one of his biggest problems.
I just want to say that's like the most technical Reign of Jays basketball question we've gotten in a while.
that probably is.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that bugs me sometimes about his game. It's like he doesn't know when to probe, and sometimes he probes when he should be setting things up, and sometimes he kind of takes circuitous routes that don't really accomplish much. So that's like always been my biggest issue with his game, besides maybe finishing. But he's gotten a lot better at it. It's not nearly as noticeable as it used to be last season, but he still has moments where he just kind of pounds it and doesn't do much of anything with it sometimes.
I do think he likes to get a little fancy with the dribble, with the finishes. This is why I've always said that I like Marcus Smart as the ball handler and Rozier off the ball. That I think he's better off the ball, catch a couple of dribbles, create, do something. I do like his shooting numbers aren't great, but I do like his form. I feel like that shot will get more consistent somehow, some way. But I don't like him as much as the primary ball handler.
It was funny because Scal kept remarking on the telecast how he was surprised that the Bulls were going under on ball screens. And I probably would too against Terry, because to me, when Kyrie's out, the Celtics are kind of not desperate for dribble penetration, but they clearly don't break down a defense like they do otherwise. And like he's become a decent three-point shooter, but he's not knocked down by any stretch. And if you force him to become a shooter and keep him out of the lane, I think that kind of lets your defense stay intact. So I thought that was a pretty good idea by the Bulls, even though Rozier did hit a few jumpers early.
Yeah, I mean, I guess until he proves it, sure. All right, that's the Rain and Jays hashtag. Here's the Rain and Junk hashtag, and it's really not a whole lot on there either.
Can we call it something else? Jams, well, Junk Drawer, and...
Yeah.
Jays...
Come up with a name.
Jays... Jewels? Jays... Jays Gems? Jays Gems. Jays... All right. Jays... Jay's out of ideas.
I'm really letting you hang out to dry. You can't come up. You can't sit there and say, let's come up with a name and then not have an actual name.
I have nothing.
All day long. You knew all day long. You had.
No, he didn't request that until like right before tip off. I was doing pregame work. Then the game happened. I had to watch that nonsense. So there wasn't much time for me to think about that.
Okay. So I guess Jay's Gems. Ugh, let's not make that.
That's bad, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all the listeners.
We could go with your original name, Matthews Minutia.
No, it's got to be a J, man. These are the Rain of Jays.
I know. I'm sorry. You're lying to the people. We forgot about that.
Yeah.
We're... Johnny Byrne at MMA Takeover. I hear the Aussie fans being mentioned, but what about the Irish Celtics fans? Any of you guys a quarter Irish from a 100% Irish listener? Look, I want to shout out every international fan. We mentioned the Aussies because we've got Aussies on the team, and you know, some of our most frequent commenters are from Australia, but I got love for everybody in every country. The fact that anybody in any country is listening to us, sometimes I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. But the fact that all of you guys from all of these countries, like all the countries, every single one, somebody's listening to the show.
Yeah. And
so shout out
to answer his question. I am half Irish.
There you go.
So my mom's a Kelleher. Shout out to the Kelleher clan.
I am nothing close to Irish. I am 100% Greek, and I don't know what Sam Packard is.
Yeah, he's a mutt.
Yeah, I mean, does anybody really know what Sam Packard is?
Just no, I don't think so.
No, okay. look,
this that is was so kind bad. Of an awkward moment there. Kind of an awkward
that was,
moment.
That
there.
Was very, yeah. That was a very awkward moment. And we won't edit it out at all. We're just going to leave that awkward silence there.
Yeah. That's what happens after bad games Jam, like that.
Jam tagged his own Rain and Junk because you said, and this is a junk drawer type of thought, things that pop into your mind during a hideous Celtics performance. I'm assuming you're talking about Abdel Nader, and maybe we should call him Nade Dog.
Yeah. Nate Dog. You know, I was just thinking about Nate Dog and yeah. Abdul Nader. You know, it used to be drinking that Naderade, but yeah. maybe Nate Dog is the way to go. Actually, I hate the name Nate Dogg, but it popped into my mind, so I thought that people needed to know that I was, again, bad at names.
Yes, you're bad at names. And at Eddie Shep, Rain and Junk, this game. This game was Rain and Junk.
That game was full on Rain and Junk, man. Oh, Rain and gosh. So much Bobby Portis. So much Nikola Mirotic.
Yeah. Any other random thoughts that have popped into your head that are junk draw-ish?
Well, we already talked. I should have saved the Jalen Goggles talk.
Yeah. That was junk draw.
I should have saved the Portis and Mirotic fighting with each other talk. You know, we did some junk. We kind of sprinkled in the junk here and there because it was a very, very junky game. So it kind of had to be a junky podcast.
I'm just about done with this podcast.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, we put in basically a smidge more effort than the Celtics did tonight. I'd say if this was a basketball game, we would have scored more than 85 points.
Yeah.
Maybe 80.
But it's possible. When David Nwaba is plus 30.
Is he a plus 30? Holy shit.
I think he was a plus 30. Someone said he was a plus 30.
He was.
Why?
He was.
This is a weird thing. I've complained about this on the podcast before. The media box scores always have wrong plus minuses.
What are you talking about? I'm on the media site. I got the plus 30.
Media.nba.com?
Yeah.
That's
where I get all my box scores.
I got him at plus 18, man. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what box score you're looking at. I'm looking at the final. Are you looking at the final?
I sure am. I don't know. It's weird.
I got David Nwaba at a plus 30.
Portis plus 29.
Plus 29. Yeah. I don't know what. I don't know what's going on with yours, but yeah, that's pretty nuts.
That's dire. Pretty nuts. That is dire.
Meanwhile, all the big negative numbers. Shane Larkin, minus 24. Marcus Smart, minus 16.
Nader Abdel, with that negative 21 and 16 minutes.
The Nade Dog with the minus 21.
Yeah. And as Danny Ainge said, very worthless stat in individual games, but it just goes to show how bad the Celtics were collectively.
Yes.
They were not at all very good.
Not at all any good. So, all right, that's it. We're gonna wrap this sucker up. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you are a regular subscriber and you have not rated us 5 stars, put in a modicum of effort, just a tiny little bit of effort today, and give us that 5 stars or a review. I'll settle for either or. Or share the show, spread the word, tell your friends, let everybody know. If this is your first time listening, subscribe to the show. Yeah, this is my half-ass goodbye. Thanks for listening, everybody.
I like the half-ass goodbye.
That's a goodbye. Goodbye. Rain and Jay's podcast, Lock On Celtics Network. I even got that wrong.
what a sign-off.
Yep. But goodbye. Turn it off. Turn the show off.
Yeah. Jay King and John Corrales. Locked On Celtics.